Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
Tax reform, one of the cornerstones of the 2016 political season. The president promised tax reform during his run to becoming the president. Republicans all over the country promised the same. The question is, can they deliver? So far, they failed to deliver on other key promises from the election season, most notably the repeal of Obamacare with a replacement plan. Nothing has come of that. So how far will tax reform get? Grover Norquist here, an American political advocate who is the founder and president of Americans for Tax Reform. Grover, welcome back.
Delighted to be with you.
Always good to have you here. All right, so let's start with the basics of this tax frame, this plan put forth by the administration. Give me some of the high points and some of the things maybe you're concerned about.
Sure. The United States has a 35% tax on business income, corporate income tax.
Mm-hmm.
China has a 25% tax. The communist country tax on business is 10 points lower than ours. Canada is 15 at the national level. We're 35, they're 15. Britain's 18. One of the reasons we have trouble competing internationally as well as we ought to is that our government shoots ourselves in the foot on a daily basis, making it tough for people to try and expand businesses and hire new people. Step one, how about if the government quit messing with the rest of us who are trying to build an economy? Taking it from 35% down to 20% would be a very significant move. Now, the president in his campaign wanted to take it to 15. I've talked to the people in his administration. They still want to take it to 15 during his presidency, but in order to negotiate with the House and Senate and other things that people want in the bill, they said, okay, we'll go to 20. But Gary Cohen, the president's chief economic advisor, was over at Americans for Tax Reform yesterday and said, there are two red lines in the sand. One, 20%, not going higher. But the other thing that's in this bill that's so fascinating, it's been getting very little attention because the critics of the bill don't want to admit how good this bill is, and that is that 30 million companies in the United States, businesses, pay their personal income taxes. They don't pay the corporate rate. They pay the personal rate because somebody started a small business and they just started taking their expenses out and paying their taxes out of their personal.
That's correct. Pass-through.
And some of those have gotten to be big. You know, I have 5, 10, 20 people working for it. The Democrats look at that tax return and go, whoa, that's a rich person. It's not a rich person. It's a business.
And their definition of rich is always changing to fit their needs. You're right. It's not a rich person, and a lot of S-corps out there as well. But go on.
Yeah, this S-corps are in exactly that category. So that rate's being brought down to 25 from a high of 44 down to 25. We treat the S corporations, the small businesses, worse in many ways than we treat what we think of as regular corporations. So both of those rates are brought down about 43%.
Right. Let me ask you this. Let me jump in and ask you this. Grover Norquist here, Americans for Tax Reform. All right. So why not bring the S corps down to 20% as well? I have an S corp. One of the companies that I, own. And so why wouldn't that one come all the way down? Because wouldn't that just make me want to go back to a C corp or do something different or an LLC or something different? Because why would I want to pay the extra 5%? And the answer is I wouldn't.
Yeah, it's a little bit complicated in that C corps, when they pay dividends, pay taxes on that again. So there's a little bit of a secondary tax there. But the president's position is yours, and that they both should be at 15. Or 20, if you're going to 20.
Right.
Again, because of the Senate rules, which have been set up and we don't have the votes to change it, you can only do so much on tax reform with 51 votes. You can do anything you want with 60 votes, but there are not 8 Democrats willing to vote for any meaningful
tax reduction. See, that's weird to me because in Michigan, for example, where we live, we have 2 Democratic senators. They know full well that tax reform and tax cuts would help the middle class here in Michigan and everyone else, for that matter. Why will there not be 8 Democrats that, 8 Democrats must be able to do math. There must be 8 that can do math, Grover.
They do, but remember, this is not the party of John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy did what Reagan did. He cut marginal tax rates across the board, 20%, 22% with John F. Kennedy, 25% with Ronald Reagan. The party of Obama and Hillary Clinton raised taxes on everyone. Everyone. Low-income people, poor people. One of my least favorite taxes in Obamacare, and there were 20, totaling $1 trillion a decade, one was that reduced your ability to deduct your health care costs if health care costs were more than 10% of your income, which means poor people who are very sick got hit with this tax, and it was a tax to raise billions of dollars.
So that makes no sense.
This idea that Obama and the Democrats mm-hmm. only want to tax the Rockefeller and Kennedy kids is just not true.
Well, here's one that has really gotten a lot of attention in different places and has created the possibility that some Republicans won't support this bill, and that is, and I didn't even know this existed, so please walk us through this, but that is the states like Michigan subsidizing California, New York, New Jersey, the high-tax states get to write off their state income and local income taxes off their federal taxes, and in Manhattan, for example, that comes out to about $25,000 on average for folks up there that we get to pay for. So, in effect, we're subsidizing those states, and that's going to come to an end for the first time in 100-plus years, hopefully.
Yeah, I think that specific tax loophole will be eliminated. There's a discussion about whether it gets eliminated for many people, but not everybody somehow. The challenge there is that this is a tax loophole that very wealthy people who live in very high tax states and very high tax cities will pay. But it's a subsidy now that people in Manhattan get, in New Jersey and in San Francisco.
From me?
Yes. And my thought and argument is, if you don't like having to pay your high property taxes and high state income taxes without a subsidy from people in Florida and Texas and Michigan, get yourself a better mayor. Get yourself a better governor. It's not the rest of the country's responsibility to subsidize your bad choices in electing Governor Brown in California, who raises your income tax and says, don't worry, you won't really have to pay this. Taxpayers in the other states, they will help pay for this because you will get to deduct it off of your personal income taxes. So it is a special break that subsidizes corrupt and inefficient government. And
I find
think
it shocking
that we have enough of both without the subsidy.
Well, we certainly do. And I find it shocking that this has gone on for all of these years, and I don't think most of us here in the flyover states even knew it was going on, that we were getting our pockets picked that way.
Well, we did have a Democrat House, a Democrat Senate, a Democrat President for the beginning of the Obama administration, and you know what? They didn't fix that because they like it.
All right, so let me give you the last word here. Grover Norquist, yeah. Americans for Tax Reform. I'll give you 30 seconds. Yeah, sum it up for me, where you think we're going and what you think might happen.
The bill will pass very much like as it's been outlined, taking the business rate down, the individual rate down. The individual rates will go to zero for many people, to 12%, to 25%, and 35%. There'll be four rates. The lowest rate now is 10. That goes to zero. Then 15 goes down to 12. Every American will see a rate reduction in their personal rates. It gets rid of the death tax and the AMT, which are two of the most complicated parts of the tax code. It'll get rid of thousands of pages.
And it's good news. You say it's good news overall.
It'll pass by Christmas.
Pass by Christmas, so says Grover Norquist. Thank you, my friend.
You got it.